You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing in it. We are glad in it. We thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast. Guess what time it is? It's about time for your miracle. Things are getting ready to happen. Things are getting ready to happen. Why? Because it's time for your miracle. We thank God for the radio station. Come on here, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial, bringing us together on this Friday morning. Praise our God. Hallelujah. You're driving, maybe. Perhaps you're on your break. Praise. Hallelujah. Are you just in your house, in your home, having your coffee or your tea? Come on. But thank God for this is the day, again, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you now because of who you are. We thank you because you're still on the throne, Father God. And we thank you because you kept us throughout the night. We thank you because you woke us up early this morning, closing our right mind with the activity of our limbs. We thank you this morning, Father God, that you, hallelujah, clothed us. Ah, God, you clothed us with your grace and your mercy surrounding us, Father. And we want to say thank you. We want to glorify you. We want to praise you. And Father, we honor you this day. We honor you this morning. Lord, some of us, God, have the day off. Some of us, God, have to work today, God, and you're still with us, God. Some of us taking care of business today. God, you've given us favor throughout the day. God, we want to say thank you. We want to say thank you right now. Look on those, Lord, that are sick and shut in, Father. We thank you right now, Father God, that you touch their bodies right now. You touch their mind, touch their soul right now. Lord, let the weak say I'm strong, and the oppressed say I've been set free. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 God bless all of you. We want to say thank God for you and you tuning into the radio broadcast. Again, coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the pastor and founder, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. Praise our God. We want to thank God for our elect lady evangelist, hallelujah, Dr. Benita Watkins, and to our church mother, Mother Brown. Amen. And to all the saints of God there, and the prophets and evangelists, the elders, hallelujah. Thank God for you and you that make up the congregation. And to our Cypress audience, those of you that are on, and we'll be coming on at the catch the replay. We want to thank God for you again. Listen, we have been in a revival. Praise our God. Voice is a little weak, gone a little bit, but praise God. We're grateful we've been in a powerful pack revival. Oh, my God. It's been a prayer revival. We've been in prayer revival. Come on. We've been in prayer revival from Monday morning, last Monday morning, 5 a.m. Come on. Hallelujah. We've been there praying. Come on, then we break, and then we come back at 7 p.m. But on the day and 12 o'clock afternoon, we are there in prayer. Praise our God. So we've been in this revival. Hallelujah. Started on Monday. Come on. God has been there. He's met us every morning in prayer. Hallelujah. Every evening that we met, he met us in prayer. Every afternoon, he met us there in prayer. We met him. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, it's been a prayer revival. It's been where he's been dealing with the inner man and dealing with us, on the inside. So many times, you know, we say we have revivals. Then we have speakers come in and we be the one speaker, conduct the revival sometime. But God said this time we call for a prayer revival where he wanted to deal with the inside of us. He wanted to deal with the root, everything that was not like him, everything that was bedded down. Come on. We thought we got rid of it. Come on. We thought we was done. Nobody knew about it. But he went down and he pulled it up by the root. Come on, somebody. Oh, praise God. And it's been something every night, every morning. We met him at 5 a.m. Hallelujah. This morning, we met him this morning at 5 a.m. And the Holy Ghost, come on, it continued to do what he started within us in this prayer revival. I want you to tag and tell somebody, share with them, let them know we are in the prayer revival. It starts tonight at 7. It starts tonight at 7, and it's going until tonight, until he finish, until he do what he want to do within the body, within us. Praise our God. Hallelujah. He wants to see himself in us. He wants us to be walking in him. He wants us to talk in him. He wants us to rest in him. He wants us to cast his cares on him. Hallelujah. We not come looking at who did this and who did that and what you should be doing. We not even listen. It's been a difference. We not even coming within the title. I'm talking about the titles. We not even coming in our gifting. We're coming before him just the way we are, for him to do something within us and through us and with us. Praise our God. And he had to do what? He had to go in and cleanse us. He's been purging us. Come on. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss tonight. You don't want to miss tonight. Tonight is the final night of the revival, prayer revival. Praise our God. But it's not just going to stop because it stopped us coming together in the morning, in 12 noon, or in the evening at 7. Prayer doesn't stop. It is continually. It's a continual thing. He said men ought to always pray and faint not by the way. Come on, we got to pray. We got to pray because he said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall do what? Humble themselves, seek my face, pray, and turn from their wicked ways. He said, then and only then will I hear from heaven. Praise our God. We need a word. We need to hear from heaven. We need to pray. And that's the only way we're going to have communication with God. That's the only way. Hallelujah. He's going to reveal himself to us, to the Father. We got to steal away. Somebody need to say, we need to steal away. Come on. We have to steal away so that we may pray. Hallelujah. So that we may get directions in prayer. What to do, what to say. Come on. Hallelujah. Prayer will cause you to hold your peace. Yes, it will. Prayer will build you up. Come on. Yes, it will. We've been praying out our inner man. We've been praying out of our inner man, not praying out our emotions, not praying out our hurt, not praying out desperately, but we've been crying out and praying out through our inner man. According to the book of Jude, he said, pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Building up yourselves. Come on. And that's what prayer do. It helps us build up. Come on. It give us a close relationship with God. Praise God. We can't do it on our own, but we have to go before him. We have to come before him. Hallelujah. Humble. And we have to come before him in prayer. Hallelujah. In prayer. The Bible talks about when Peter was locked in jail. Come on. Hallelujah. And the Bible said the saints, hallelujah, prayed without ceasing. They prayed without ceasing. They kept praying. They kept bombarding heaven. Praise God. They kept knocking at heaven's door until Peter was released. Come on. We've been praying. We're in a powerful packed prayer revival. Again, it's at 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville. Come out, come over, come cross tonight. You don't want to miss this. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss this. Yes, there are times where God allowed people to come in and run the revival. Come on. And there's time where he allowed them, the different ones, to call different ones out. But he's been calling us out. He's been purging us. He's been pruning us. He's been shaping us. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, you don't want to miss this kind of revival. This is the final night of this clarion call for this prayer revival. Again, it's prayer revival. We come in and we pray. We may say one or two songs to bring us into the presence of God. And we, hallelujah, but we go straight into prayer. And I'm telling you, we don't let up. We don't give up until he let up, until he get us up. Hallelujah. It's time back. We go back seeking God in prayer like never before. Hallelujah. He said, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. Come on, that's how we're going to do it. We're going to acknowledge him through prayer and through his word. He's going to reveal himself. Hallelujah to God. I want God to do what? Reveal yourself to me. I want God to do what? Reveal yourself to me. God bless you. Hallelujah, Dr. Will. God bless you. I want him to reveal himself to me. We're in prayer. I want to come to know who he is through prayer. Come on, somebody. How we going to do it? We got to pray. We got to pray. We got to pray. You got to pray. You got to pray. Hallelujah. We don't have to worry about it. When you in prayer, you don't have to worry about it. When you in prayer, you don't have to fret about it. Come on in the prayer room. Tell somebody, I need to go in my prayer room. Hallelujah. I don't need to go in my worry room. I need to go in my prayer room. Hallelujah. Because it's in prayer where he is going to answer us. Hallelujah. According to his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. According to the book of Psalms. Hallelujah. Psalms 55:17. It says evening and morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And at noon, evening and morning, and at noon will I pray. Will I pray and cry out unto him? Hallelujah. And he shall hear my cry. Come on, that's what I want to deal with right here. He will hear your cry when you begin to cry out to him in prayer. Hallelujah. Again, the Psalms, hallelujah, 55:17. It says evening and morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's been meeting us there in the morning. Hallelujah. He's been meeting us there in the noon. Hallelujah. In the evening. Praise God. At 7 o'clock. Hallelujah. And then in the morning, he's been meeting us there. He met us there every morning that we met him in the cool, in the garden. Hallelujah. As the song say, I come to the garden alone. Praise God. We come to the garden alone and he met us. We came to the garden alone and he dealt with us. Excuse me. He dealt with us through prayer. He says, hallelujah, in morning and noon. We're going to be there 12 o'clock this afternoon. Hallelujah. We're going to be there and we're going to be in prayer. Come on, we're going to be in prayer. I want to see you there. I want to see you there. I want to hear you praying. He wants to hear us crying out to him. And he says right here, I will pray and cry loud unto him. I will cry loud to him. Saints, we're crying out. There's nobody being silent. No spoken, unspoken prayer. We've been crying out to him loud. We've been groaning and moaning. Hallelujah. Laying before him on the floor. Come on here. Getting purged for him to do what? Speak to us. Hallelujah. And he says, and he shall hear me. He shall hear me. And he shall hear me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And my voice. He shall hear my voice. He shall hear us. And how do he hear us? Through prayer. Hallelujah. And he has delivered my soul. He has delivered my soul. Hallelujah. We're going to be doing this. He has delivered my soul. He has delivered my soul. Praise God. He delivered my soul. Hallelujah. And I tell you, he's delivering us. He's delivering us through prayer. And in prayer, he's delivering us. And in prayer, we've been on this prayer revival. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. He has delivered us. Praise God. He got out of Boshianda. That's what I'm saying. It stir up something in you when you in prayer. It stir up something in you when you are in prayer. Come on. Hallelujah. He has delivered my soul from the battle that, hallelujah, was against me. Hallelujah. For there where my many was with me. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's going to be something on tonight. You don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss this. Come in. Come over. Come cross. Hallelujah. And allow God to do what? Bring you out. Bring you out. He'll bring you out. He will deliver you. How will he deliver you? He will deliver you through prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. According to Psalms, this is what we've been doing. Hallelujah. This is what has been happening. Praise our God. Prayer builds you up. Prayer brings you through. Prayer, hallelujah, give you directions with God. Come on, we need to go back. We need to go back. Come on. We need to go back, people of God. We need to go back, hallelujah, to prayer. Hallelujah. Sincere prayer. Laying on our face. Come on. Before the altar, weeping and wailing. Come on. Crying out for souls. Come on. Hallelujah. Praying to him. Praise our God. Don't wait till we get into a tight. Don't wait till we get into a jam. Come on. We ought to always pray. Pray freely. Come on. Crying out to him. Seeking him while he may be found. Call up on him while he's near, while he can hear our cry. Come on, hallelujah. In this prayer, for it caused us to forsake our ways. In this prayer, it caused us, come on, to come out of our selfishness. God, in this prayer, it builds character in us. In this prayer, come on, hallelujah. In this prayer, it get rid of the root of that thing that was buried deep down in you. In prayer is where I found myself. It's in prayer where I come to the world to know him. It's in prayer. Somebody need to say it's in prayer. It's in prayer. Come on, hallelujah. This is what the enemy don't want us to pray. He don't want us to pray because he know that the fervent prayer of a righteous man, it prevaileth much. He know when we pray without ceasing, praise our God, according to the word of God, we get results. We get them in prayer. Hallelujah. We don't get it in worry. We don't get results in fear. We don't get it in doubt. But when we pray, hallelujah. That's right. Jesus said when he went to the grave, where Lazarus was. Do you not remember what he said? He looked up towards heaven and he said, Father, I thank thee that thou heareth me. Hallelujah. Glory be Shana. I thank that thou heareth me when I pray. When you pray, saints, when you pray, he heareth you. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Prayer is the key. Prayer. Come on. Stress is not the key. Come on, worry is not the key. Fainting by the way is not the key. But prayer is prayer. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. Pray in the morning. Pray in the evening. Pray at midnight. Pray at noon. Pray, hallelujah, round the clock. Amen. Praise our God. Oh, there's something about the clock. It's just not only there for time, but the clock is very prophetically. Come on, you got the 12. You got the 6. Come on. Hallelujah. Look straight up and down. 12 and 6. And you got the 3. Hallelujah. Oh my God. On your right. Oh, you know, you got that on your the 9 on your left. But guess what? That's the cross. That's really the cross. And in between it, 3 hours every time. 3 hours is very prophetically the timing of God. The timing of God in the cross. The timing of God in prayer. Come on, saints. We got to go back to what we know, and that's prayer. We got to loose and let go some things that's hindering us so that we won't be fervent and that we won't be in prayer. Come on. There's no more excuses. You're without excuses. Come on. Hallelujah. We got to get to prayer. We won't change. We won't change. People of God, pastors, apostles, evangelists, teachers. Come on. Hallelujah. We'll give to the body. We won't change, but we got to spend time in prayer. Jesus withdrew himself away from the disciples and he went into prayer. Come on. And the Bible says, hallelujah, before he was crucified, when he was into the garden of prayer, he was praying, soul to blood. Hallelujah. It dropped like sweat. The sweat dropped like blood. Come on. It was intense prayer. Come on, we got to open our mouth and we've got to speak it to the atmosphere. Hallelujah. We got to speak to the wind and the waves. Come on here in prayer. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You might say, Apostle, you're so excited. No, this is what prayer would do. Prayer will bring you to a place where you have the confidence and the reassurance. Come on. When you pray, that you get some results. Hallelujah. You'll get some results. Come on. You need some results behind your prayer. Come on, hallelujah. Remember, Daniel was in the lion's den. Why was Daniel in the lion's den? Hallelujah, because Daniel was a man of prayer. Come on, hallelujah. They want you to shut your prayer life down. These trials, these tests come to shut you down. They make you be silent in prayer. But I refuse to be silent in prayer. I refuse to let bitterness, animosity that's been there for years, what somebody did to me, what my family member did to me, somebody under the sound of my voice, you driving, come on, I refuse to let my family, what they did to me years and years, bed it down. But I'm going in prayer, and I'm coming before God, and I'm telling God to get the root of it. Get the root of it out of me. Hallelujah. And he had to do that through prayer. Purge me. Purge me. Hallelujah. Purge me. Come on. We need to be purged. We need to be clean from all this stuff that's been bedded down in us for years. You can't continue to go on like this. You can't continue to lift your hands up like this. So take it and go in prayer. And ask God to remove it. Come on, in prayer. Come on. Gotta go down in the inside where nobody else can go. Come on. Hallelujah. He'll go down in there and get it if we allow him. How do we need to allow him? We need to allow him to do it through prayer. Come on. Don't go praying on nobody else. It's me. It's me, oh Lord. David said, create in me, oh Lord, a clean heart. And we do what? Renew the right spirit within me. Go down in prayer. Come on. Hallelujah. Take off your title. Take off your title. Take off the gift. Take off the title that you got caught up in. You should have been getting caught up in prayer. Take it off. Come on. Take it off. Take it off. Get down on your face. Hallelujah. And sackcloth and ashes and pray. Come on. Hallelujah. Pray and then get back up in the fullness, and you can be the perfected in the gift that God has made us to the body. As an apostle, he has given the apostles. Come on here. What does an apostle do? Hallelujah. He builds, he governs. Hallelujah. He tear down. Hallelujah. In the spirit, signs and wonders follow the apostle. Come on. Hallelujah. He governs in the spirit. He rules in the spirit. It's a gift to the body. Apostles, we got to get back to the prayer so we get direction how to govern and rule, how to establish. Come on. Hallelujah. So in the natural, so in the spirit. What does a prophet do? Hallelujah. They don't just prophesy what they heard. They don't just prophesy off what they think. They're a mouthpiece. They're at their ear is at the God's lips so they can hear. Come on. And what God is saying prophetically, hallelujah, to the body of Christ. Come on. They just don't read the newspaper and get it from the newspaper. They just don't listen to the news and gossip and get it. They seek God in prayer for a direct message, for a direct message to tell the people, hallelujah, we are gifts to the body, and we got to perfect it through prayer. Come on. Hallelujah. What does an evangelist do? Evangelist is a flame of fire. Come on. Hallelujah. Evangelist gathers. Come on. They got to do it through prayer. They can't just be out of their flesh. This flesh got to be crucified so we can gather the people. Hallelujah. And get them into the place where God wants them to be. Come on. What does you are a gift to the body? Come on. Get in prayer. Get in prayer so you know who you are. Come on. It's just not for them to be given to you. It's not for them to be catered to you. Come on. Hallelujah. And what does a pastor? You are a gift to the body. How do you know this? You got to get in prayer, because he said, I will give you pastors after my heart that will do what? Feed you with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And pastors, how we are going to do this? You can't feed them on your own wisdom. You can't feed them on your own knowledge and understanding. You got to go in prayer. You got to spend time in prayer. How to take care of the sheep. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me out there. Hallelujah. This is what prayer do. Hallelujah. Teach us. You're a gift to the body. This is what a gift to the body. You are a gift to the body. Apostle, you're a gift to the body. Come on. Prophet, you're a gift to the body. Come on. Hallelujah. Pastors, you're a gift to the body. Come on. Hallelujah. Teachers, you're a gift to the body. And what does the teacher do? He stands and she stands and flat-footed with the anointing of God and begin to teach this word. Come on here. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. And expound on this word. Break it up. Dissect it. Come on. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me out here this morning. Hallelujah. I wish I had somebody. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. And what it does and what did it say? Don't get stuck right there in the gifts. He said, for the perfecting of the saints, for the perfecting of the saints. Come on, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, not ourselves, not ourselves. We got too many. We got them too many. I ain't going to get no help. I ain't going to get no help out here. You got too many, but they don't start catering. They don't start catering to the apostle. They don't took their eyes off and they start looking at the gift more than in prayer. They don't start catering to the prophet. I follow here. I follow because he's an accurate prophet. I follow him. Come on. No, you got to be pointed back to prayer. No, don't lift me up. Don't lift them up. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. I'm not saying don't give honor to where honor is due. Hear what I'm saying. But when you in prayer, you know how to do it rightfully. Come on. Hallelujah. This is my pastor. Oh, my pastor. But when your pastor need to be in prayer, or she need to be in prayer for direction, how to lead you. Come on. I can't get so close to you and so coming to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prayer will not let me get coming with you. Come on. Y'all ever say nothing to me. From when you in prayer, it begin to show you the necessary tools that we need to stay with and stick with. Come on. You want to build your church? You want to build your church? I'm talking about your local, because we're the church. You want to build where we at in the body where he put us at? Get in prayer. He'll give you directions. Get in prayer. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. Get in prayer. Get in prayer. My time is about to come and go. Get in prayer. The fervent prayer of a righteous man, it prevaileth much. It prevaileth much. Come on. Hallelujah. It'll clean you up. Get in prayer. Stay in prayer. Stay in prayer. Stay in prayer. Morning, noon, night, and day. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. I got to bring it in because it's getting time for me to get it. Come on. Prayer. Prayer will give you, hallelujah, and directions. Prayer will keep you calm when there's all confusion. Come on. When you pray about it, you don't have to worry about it. When you pray about it, you don't have to talk about it. Come on. Take everything to God in prayer. Everything. If you're in a business deal, got to make a business deal, a business proposition, pray about it. Acknowledge God in prayer, and he'll tell you what to do. You're going for anything else, first pray about it. Don't just do it. Take it to the Lord in prayer and ask God to give you directions, and he will do just what he said. His ears is open to the righteous cry. 1 minute. 1 minute left. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you now, God, if there be anyone under the sound of my voice that don't know you in the pardon of their sins. We thank you now, God, that you forgive them as you said in your word. Believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. Thank you, Lord. Listen, my time is come and gone. But meet us tonight. Meet us tonight in this final prayer revival. Come on. We coming in and we ain't coming out till he get through with us. My time is come and gone. Listen, have a good weekend. We'll see you back around the radio. It's about time for your miracle. 1510 on your AM dial. God bless you. It's our prayer.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.